If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144. Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your home for all the baseball action. Watch your favorite team on over 50 high-def TVs, large screens, and their giant 16-foot wall screen. Enjoy daily food and drink specials along with Chicago's famous Super Rosa Pizza. Visit realtimesportsbar.com.
MasterCard and Stand Up To Cancer are teaming up. Now, when you use your MasterCard to dine out and pay for a meal of $10 or more, MasterCard will donate to Stand Up To Cancer up to $4 million, one precious cent at a time. So call up your friends and start making dinner plans. Because friends who sit together, stand together. MasterCard and Stand Up To Cancer. Priceless. For more information, go to priceless.com/causes.
Applies to qualifying restaurant purchases made with U.S. MasterCards. PIN transactions ineligible. Stand Up To Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
Voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Free trial.
As Bears training camp continues, keep it locked on The Score to hear your favorite shows, live training camp reports, Bears experts, players, coaches, and more right here on Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Cubs lead the National League in road wins and find themselves 10 games over 500 for the first time since 2008. Cubs open a big series tonight in Pittsburgh. John Lester faces off with Francisco Liriano at 6:05 tonight. Scary moment for Cubs fans yesterday, though, when Chris Bryant left the game holding his head after a hard slide into Brewers second baseman Gene Segura. Cubs say Bryant passed MLB's concussion protocol and will be reevaluated today. Catcher Miguel Montero expected to be activated from the DL this week. He caught six innings, went 1-for-3 in a rehab start yesterday at AA Tennessee. Cubs say Kyle Schwarber will remain with the team even after Montero returns. White Sox, meanwhile, open a three-game set against Tampa Bay tonight at home. CBS Sports' John Heyman joined Mully and Hanley this morning, and he said the White Sox found themselves in an unfortunate position as the trade deadline approached.
I really think it would have been taking quite a strong stomach to be a seller when you're hot, as the White Sox were. 3.5 out, but not only 3.5 out, they had won, I believe, 7 in a row up until the last game there. I think it's a tough spot to sell, but I do think I did call them a loser because I felt they were just caught in a bad spot there where they really couldn't decide what to do.
You can hear more with John Heyman at MullyandHanley.com. Prior to tonight's game versus Tampa Bay, the White Sox recalled outfielder Trace Thompson from AAA Charlotte. He takes the roster spot of pitcher Scott Carroll, who was optioned to Charlotte yesterday. Jose Quintana faces off with Nathan Carnes tonight. Chris Ronji has pregame at 6:35. To the NFL, Bears wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey sat out of practice in Bourbonnais today, one day after a minor shoulder sprain yesterday. Yahoo's Eric Edholm says Jeffrey will be back at practice after the day off tomorrow. Quarterback Alan Ball also sat out with a foot injury. Tight end Brian Vogler was carted off the field today. He also has a foot injury. And Bears head coach John Fox says that getting top draft pick Kevin White practicing in Bourbonnais is more of a hope than an expectation at this point. White has missed all of camp so far with an unspecified shin injury. Meanwhile, the New York Giants have finally contacted Jason Pierre-Paul following his fireworks injury over the 4th of July weekend. The team sent representatives to Florida after the accident, but they were unable to visit in the hospital with Pierre-Paul. Giants manager Jerry Reese said Monday morning that it was a personal conversation and he wants to keep it between Pierre-Paul and himself. And the University of Illinois says an investigation by a Chicago law firm turned up no wrongdoing by Illini women's basketball coaches in the wake of a federal civil rights lawsuit filed by several of the players. The school says the investigation found that assistant coach Mike DeVilbiss was harsh with players but found no evidence of racism or discrimination. This score update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai Algonquin's August sales event going on now. An engine that's lurk around every corner. Stay ahead of gunk, corrosion, and wear with a new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, the best total engine protection you can get. Protect your car with a breakthrough in premium gasoline today. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the score is tonight at 6:35 when the Sox take on the Rays on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, Julie DeCaro. Thank you to our guest today, Clark Spencer from the Miami Herald, told us about Dan Heron.
Oh, great stuff from Clark Spencer today.
Danced around the question of whether Matt Latos is a bag. Rich Campbell from the Chicago Tribune, not a bag. Shannon Ryan from the Chicago Tribune.
Very nice person.
Producers Jay Zawoski and Nick Shepkowski, thank you, man. Kevin Zipak, who does a fine job on the Noon Open, among other things. And Brian Gersh does a video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow is Tuesday, meaning Joe Madden at noon. Before that, Dwayne Stats of the Tampa Bay Rays, formerly of the Cubs broadcast team. Dwayne Stats will join us, and Matt Bowen.
Yeah,
we'll talk some Bears and NFL things.
Looking
with
forward
us.
To it, and we're going to have some baseball tonight.
You so and your stats. I don't believe in stats, Dwayne or otherwise. I'd go by the eye test.
Dwayne eye test.
Sounds exactly the same, by the way. Not a single change in him whatsoever.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's remarkable.
But it sounds exactly
He'll
the same.
Be that way for another 30 years,
yep.
probably.
Yep.
He's just a head in a jar.
So, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's just some guys just lock into that. And
he's locked in.
And they got it. This segment, this transition is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. We have meaningful baseball in August in this town. It's kind of fun.
On one side.
Well,
meaningful to me, White Sox baseball. I don't know about you.
No, they went back to being unwatchable. They were kind enough to make their announcement. Go ahead. Put us back on the pay-no mind list. And our evening's just got a lot less complicated.
I wanted to check in yesterday and watch Ron Darling, who I enjoy. And then we had talked to the other day because you get the rare chance to hear somebody else do a broadcast. I don't know, I'll check it out. But Dick Stockton said, Avi Cy Vail Garcia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Avi Cy Vail.
Yes. Avi Cy Vail.
That's my guy. Like his Alonzo Soriano during the postseason.
Adolfo Soriano.
German brother.
Or my favorite, I remember one time when at the end of a Fox football game, he congratulated the Carolina Panthers player of the game, Rosario Dawson.
There you go.
Rosario.
I was about to say, that's not a bad person to have on the brain.
Hey.
You know, I'm just saying. You can go back to NBA TV and hear his fine work in those 80s Celtics, Sixers series.
Yeah, he takes this all very...
Quote of the Year winner, right?
No, it was the Stockton Award winner.
He won his eponymous award.
He's got his own award.
Ball four, strike three. That was real.
It was Matt Thornton.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Most years, he wins the Dick Stockton Award just because he earns it.
Oh, he's the best.
He also takes it very hard. I'll tell you what, he found out.
Yeah, you made him cry that day.
Yeah, Terry made him cry.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, Terry talked.
Was he on the show?
He didn't literally cry. We had the Super Bowl.
You know, he did.
Yeah, and he walks off.
Afterward.
I know I'm having a tough time. And Terry's like, yeah, you kind of suck.
And he's hugging him.
And Terry wouldn't stop. And I'm sitting there in the headset. I'm like, Terry, stop. This dude is about to. And then he walks away. And Terry, everybody's saying, thank you for jumping on with us. And Terry's like, yeah, you're not very good anymore, Dick. And I mean, and Dick starts to sob as he walks away. And
no, it was
Tommy Hearns.
It was
walking around.
Hug it out.
The Bears-Giants game. It was the Bears-Giants game when Alex Brown just abused Bob Whitfield.
Yes,
remember,
for four sacks
he had a career against this poor dope.
Yeah.
And Stockton. Stockton just had a rough one. He had a real bad game. That's already a decade ago.
It's a Sunday night game? It was a night game, wasn't it? That Giants game was a night game, I believe.
Well, you're talking
about Alex. I guarantee you he remembers.
Well, what's the 9-sack game?
That's Alex Brown versus Tennessee as a Florida Gator. No. You're right. When the Giants got
the Jacksonville Super Bowl where we were at the crack hotel. Year was that? That's when Dick broke down.
Right, that's where we were.
Yeah, it was in Jackson.
Talking about ball radius.
And that's where the pig-faced man wanted to talk to you.
David Lamb, the pig-faced man.
Did you guys hear John Fox describing Alshon Jeffrey and his desire to be a number one wide receiver?
No, but I heard him BS his way through the Kevin White stuff. They are lying!
Listen,
let me hear this.
Listen to this first. This is, is Alshon Jeffrey, is he performing like a number one receiver?
I think, I don't know how much he thinks about that. You'd have to ask him that. But I think, receiver, whether you're 1, 2, 3, as long as you're out on the field playing. But I've liked what he's done. I like the way he competes. He's, again, got a big wingspan, big ball radius.
That's not an endorsement of him as your number one wide receiver.
No, but it's also, I've never heard it called a ball radius before.
Yeah. Catch radius.
I know what it means, but that is short of a ringing endorsement. And he's been great with that. He won't really endorse anybody because he didn't have to. Mm-hmm. And he keeps saying performance-based, but finally...
He's also in favor of blocking and tackling.
But he tells the truth about Kevin White, finally. No, we don't know, and maybe he'll be able to play in Bourbon. Hey, come on, tell us what the hell's going on with this guy.
Soft tissue. So what can he? Have you talked to a doctor? Have you talked to an athletic trainer or something? There's some soft tissue in the shin.
Not much.
Well, there's a little.
There's a little sheet.
There's a little stuff that controls some of your other muscles in there. Is shin splints?
It's the peroneus longus, I believe, is the name of that muscle.
I'm about to go have a couple of those.
Yeah, that's some great sound, right?
Where we come from.
A little flaming cheese.
Lunch, dude.
Go to Roditties, hang out for a little bit.
Well, he's so coachy. Sometimes I don't know what he's talking about, but it's been so... I mean, there's nothing to any of it. He doesn't say a thing about anything.
It's pretty empty.
I mean, it's empty, and that's the way... You know what, though? That's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly what he does.
The funny thing is, though, here's what...
Also burn a timeout when you don't want him to burn one, too. But
well, the game
we'll
coach...
He will. We'll get to the game stuff when the game starts.
What were we told about? He is absolutely the best coach from Monday through Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Best in the NFL.
And then that old Sunday comes
but
up. And
what's ironic is that here they want to limit everything you can describe. They want to limit what we see. Yet what he's doing in his actual comments, when you talk to him and when you go by their rules and say, okay, coach, he won't tell you anything. It's performance. So then let us see talk and evaluate the performance or talk to the players.
Yeah.
If it's about performance, let it be about performance. Otherwise, tell us something.
Well,
they got everybody in a box here where there's nothing to be had.
He's just not going to allow that. He's not going to tell you anything, and he's going to keep it that way.
That's what it's going to be. And Ryan Pace the same way. Not interested in telling you anything. He's affable enough.
I don't know what to make of him either.
Family, football, fitness.
Football robot.
And then the fourth one is
O-F.
But that's what he does, though, because he's got that whole spiel, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got that whole thing, so he doesn't tell you anything either.
What do you guys make of Shea McClellan being given the opportunity to call the defense?
We'll call your agent.
Yeah. And he hasn't broken a huddle and called out defenses since high school in Idaho. He admits, that's not something I've ever really been good at, per se.
What does he use a per se for? Stop it good at.
I want to know what he is good at.
Well, I mean, Mason Foster's doing it with the twos, and they're having Shea do it with the ones.
That's who will eventually be doing it anyways, Mason Foster.
But why have Shea do it with the ones?
I think it's the sink or swim philosophy of put as much on his plate as possible
and see
if he can do it or not.
I
don't think he can do either. I don't think he's going to be a guy who makes plays. I don't think he's going to be awful enough for you to be like, I can't have him on my team. So he'll be out there in situations. The roster.